I mean, if you tell me about a 73-year-old woman who looks pretty healthy, has three positive nodes, my first thought, maybe not anthracycline, but it's going to be for chemotherapy in addition to hormones. And yet, because of these numbers, people like that don't get treated. I'm not sure, Mark, about that. What do you think?
I don't know. I'm constantly impressed, at least in population-based studies, at these life tables looking at all-cause mortality. And breast cancer is highly treatable. Endocrine therapy is very effective. And those competing causes will directly affect decisions and therapy in this case, in my view. And I think it's quite reasonable to consider endocrine therapy alone in a case like this where the real threat to their longevity in the long run is not going to be cancer. So for an individual case, can you say that with certainty? No. Could you be undertreating a fraction of patients? Yes, but I bet that fraction is low, and you'll probably do more harm by treating these kinds of patients because of mortality from complications than you would ever benefit. So I think weighing all those factors, the tool Adjuvant Online, I think, has done a lot to clarify exactly the limitations of adjuvant chemotherapy, particularly when there are comorbidities.
I mean, if she'd had eight positive nodes, Bill, even I don't think adjuvant would have been that much different. Would you have felt any different?
Eight positive nodes, I'd probably give a shot at TC and see how she did with the first cycle.
Any other comments? Let's go on
just
to another
case. Just one quick
case.
Question about how to classify TC using Adjuvant Online.
That's a very good question. I personally, since CMF and AC are sort of in a certain category, if TC is a little better, I move it up one. That's what I do.
That's reasonable.
I think that's a consensus.
Yeah. Well, you could actually use adjuvant the way you want. I mean, you can take AC and add 20% on it. You know,
right.
You can use it as a calculator.
I use AC and then sort of imagine that it's going to be a little bit better than
and
that.
And I think that's one of the weaknesses. If you put in the dose-dense regimen, it really makes, if you want to have chemotherapy look impressive, you put in the dose-dense, the third line, and then all of a sudden the numbers look good. But I don't know how accurate that is.
I'm not sure either, particularly in light of subset analysis from the dose-dense showing no apparent benefit in ER-positive patients, which was the majority of patients in 9741.
Right.